What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sports Day.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
You can reach out to us all the way till 4 o'clock, whether it is on the Twitch page or the YouTube live page, just 560 WQAM. You can text in 305-567-0560. Heat Colt, he said he watched Shark Tank instead of the Miami Heat game because the Heat have not been that exciting this year. Ooh. That's no worries. We're going to get back to where we need to be, get things going. Once again, text on in. We're going to get you up to date with everything that's happening, but why not up to date? With a little bit of German music in the background, get you ready for Alemania tomorrow, Dolphins, and, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. A wrap-up, though, of the week that was with the montage.
Miami and Virginia, we're all set. 21st meeting from Hard Rock Stadium. 84 degrees, sunny and breezy, and away we go.
Time to ball, y'all. Heat with the rock first. Let's go. Jimmy with the rock top. Giannis on him, moves it to the right wing to the love.
We're up and running to start this one. Panthers and the Bruins in a big Atlantic Division matchup here this evening.
Toe-to-toe with Simmons for the jump. And Bam wins that jump.
No, you hast. You hast me.
Puck play down to our left inside the Panthers zone. We're up and running. Panthers in white left to right. Detroit red right to left.
Du hast mich.
The Heat, their losing streak has moved to four straight. Reality check, good for last place. In the conference, my friends, the Wizards are here as both teams play their first ever National Basketball Association in-season tournament group play game tonight.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming. The Rangers are the World Series champions. After 52 years in Texas, 63 years of the franchise, the wait is over and the celebration has begun.
Du hast mich.
51 yards for Borregalis. 1:28 to go in the game. This is for the tie. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. It's wobbling. And it is good! Borregalis ties it. It wobbles through. And he ties the game at 23.
Nine. You. Prepare to play against the best, and there's not a better opponent to play than the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the current Super Bowl winners. And then I'm excited for the team to go to Germany.
Nine. Ball game. Bucks move to 2-1. Heat fall to 1-3.
Up the right wing, Zaka. Belinskis getting back. Zaka right circle. A shot, he scores. He snuck it down low, and Pavel Zacha wins it for Boston. 3-2 the final.
Du hast mich.
He had a scrumptious lead at one point of 16.
Du hast.
Nets push back from a terrible second quarter.
Du hast. Du hast.
So the Panthers lock it down late. They secure the 2-0 victory here this evening. Sergei Bobrovsky, a 22-save shutout, his 39th shutout in the National Hockey League. The Panthers take care of the Red Wings tonight, 2-0.
The final 121-114. Tyler Hero, the leading scorer of the entire contest. Those 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 dimes. This is his second career triple-double. By a single assist. Also had 2 steals in the game. One of 6 Miami Heat players in double figures.
After further review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. Touchdown.
Touchdown!
Miami wins in overtime! Hurricanes win in overtime in the West End Zone. Mark Flick Thatcher delivers the punch of the night as he pushes it into the end zone, and Miami wins back-to-back weeks in overtime, 29-26. My heart has just leaped into my throat.
Vlad, rhetorical question. Who enjoys the Hurricanes football team winning more? Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey or Mario Cristobal?
That's a good question.
No, it's not.
Yes,
you
it is.
No, you already
it's
know. It's Josie and DBJ. Come on. Even Tyler Van Dyke's like, whoa, guys, calm down.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't understand. You understand that DBJ and Joe Z, they're used to winning, calling big games, going to high profile games. They haven't seen that in a long time. They're not used to. They want this back. They want the
We're
U.
Getting it back.
They want the U to be the U again. And those are the type of wins, especially at home when the crowd is going crazy. It was a great feeling these last two weekends against Clemson and against Virginia. Hopefully this tonight on the road against NC State.
Mm-hmm. Going to be a battle.
It's going to be a battle now. I was afraid that if they were undefeated or only had one loss, this would be a trap game. But there's no trap game, especially in the ACC. Like, look, there's only one really dominant team in the ACC, and they can be taken. I think a team can get them. You could catch them slipping and get them. Like, you can catch them next weekend. But those two wins after those two losses.
Right, especially with the backup quarterback, one of them.
Right, with the backup quarterback, one of them, you're starting to get a better feeling. Because like I said, when we talked last hour, those two losses after the bye were bad.
But could you say maybe building a winning culture? Finding ways to win?
Yeah. You know what? Okay. If I'm gonna shoot him some bail, I gotta give him the same bail I would give an NFL coach, right? It's just that when you see the program he set in Oregon, you were thinking that he immediately was going to bring that over to, you know, to Coral Gables and then get the U back. It didn't happen last season. Started to happen this season. Those two, that loss. I'm sorry, bro. That Neil loss is still going to
water
linger.
Under the bridge.
Nah, it's not. It's not water under the bridge, bro. It's not water under the bridge. It's still going to linger. You still got to put some rocks and plugs to stop that dam. Nah, it's still going to linger. But a win over Florida State, a win tonight, and a win over Florida State. Yeah, that doesn't linger anymore. That aroma starts to fade away.
What did I tell you? You win one you're not supposed to win. You lose one you're not supposed to lose. You lost to Georgia Tech. You weren't supposed to lose that one. Let's just say Clemson with your backup quarterback at the last minute. You probably weren't supposed to win that one. Yin and yang balances out a little bit. Maybe you beat Florida State. You do that. I don't want to hear. But what if we'd have beaten Georgia Tech? No.
But, all right, you're right. But Dan, there's just certain things in sports where it's just a simple play.
I know.
Like that simple play, it will bother you. It bothers teams. Like I've noticed this throughout football over the last five years that I am one who, you know, obviously always has some type of money into a game. And fantasy and everything like that. But I am one now that, hey, no, go! Don't score that touchdown, even though it would help my fantasy team or it might help my bet. Nah, just win the game. Win the game. Take the knee.
Yeah, but real quick, the Georgia Tech game, it wasn't just one play. It was not kneeling the ball. It was fumbling the ball. It was not defending.
But it was all
right. It was a lot of plays, but it was a waterfall from one bad decision.
Right, and if there's just – but – That waterfall doesn't happen if you just make one simple move.
And I have questions on who made that decision.
Forget all of that. I'm not even going to get into that. What I'm just saying.
It happened.
Right. It happened, and that's the reason why when you see the team's success and you see it's human nature. You're going to look back to like, damn. Like if you're 9-2, you're going to be like, damn, we could have been 10-1.
Always.
10-1 is different than 9-2. And then you start to think about I can understand if it was a tip and then the person catches. It's just a simple call, bro. So that's the reason why. And then you're going to start looking at that game. If they beat NC State, what if they beat Florida State? That means you could have 2-1. It should have been 2-1 loss teams going to ACC championship game.
But it's not.
It's not. Handle your business tonight in Raleigh. And then get ready for Seminole Week.
Speaking of handling business, Dolphins Chiefs tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. O-lineman Robert Hunt is out. A lot of people are questionable, but I'm thinking for the most part they're going to play. You could finally get Xavien Howard. I think you get Armstead. He's practiced. They've opened up the 21-day window, but I think you finally get Xavien Howard on one side, Jalen Ramsey on the other.
I think you start getting to see the team Fangio was dreaming about in the offseason.
And we talked about this, and it seems like the players are starting to say what you and I have been saying since the very beginning of the season. They're getting a little more used to the scheme that Vic Fangio has. They'll say it, like, now we're starting to learn and understand a little bit better. It's a growing learning process. People didn't want to give them at first.
And I also think the Finns' defense get a bad rap when they lose.
Yeah.
When they lose. Because even though Philadelphia, even Hurts and A.J. Brown was great, they only gave up, what, was it 24? It was really 24. I mean, they might have given up 30. But it was just like, it wasn't that many. Their defense played all right. It wasn't great, but they played decent. And they've played decent over the last, really, 5 weeks. So you're starting to get your players back. You're starting to get healthy. Then you'll see the Vic Fangio defense that was pretty dominant in Denver over the last 3 to 4 years.
Some other things that are going to be happening. Today you get the Panthers back in action. They're taking on the Blackhawks and first overall pick Connor Bedard. That's exciting to watch right there. The Panthers got some good mojo going after getting that clean sheet from Sergei Bobrovsky. 2-0 over the Detroit Red Wings this past Tuesday. That puck drops at 8 o'clock. Sam Bennett came back the other night for about 8 minutes and got hurt again. Now he's got day-to-day status with a lower body injury. We're going to keep you up to date on all of that. The Heat, they did win last night, 121-114 over the lowly Wizards, and I do mean lowly Wizards. They're going to be playing the Lakers. That is going to be a home game, 7:30 on Monday. Vlad, you going to try to go to that?
I would love to, except that I got to work the Panther game.
And I will say, and a lot of people have said this could be LeBron James' final time in Miami.
No, I don't think so.
You think he's going to stick around? They say he wants to stick around for Bronny, but I don't know if Bronny's going to make it, man.
He might stick around for Bryce, the way he's playing.
Okay. I mean, I think LeBron James still has at least a year or two in the tank, but, you know.
Still think he's probably playing for Bryce, man. The man's going to play 25 years, man.
Speaking of basketball, the 13th-ranked Canes basketball team opens their season Monday at 7 against New Jersey Institute of Technology.
That's love. We're the 13th-ranked team. That's love.
That's the 13th-ranked team.
Yeah.
I think FAU's up there, too, man.
What, top 20?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good for them.
Hey, man.
Good for the Canes. Gain some respect.
Breeders' Cup today, too. I got to figure out what horse I'm going to ride with.
Stallion.
You going to go with a stallion?
She's a Clydesdale.
You know what? I'm going to go with the favorite today. I usually try to pick like someone that's not the favorite because, you know, the favorite. I like the favorite. I don't know who it is. I haven't looked at my odds yet, but I'm a favorites type guy today. I'm just going to kind of figure it all out. Yeah. Speaking of figuring it out, let's take a step into the day spa. Two motorcyclists were hospitalized in Death Valley National Park after swerving to avoid a tarantula in the road, then crashing into a car.
I mean, it's called Death Valley Park.
Roll over the stupid spider, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't advocate killing animals, but at the same time, if it means saving your life...
I'm killing that spider.
I'm rolling tarantula. Over the tarantula. Hey, plus, you know, I don't really like spiders and tarantulas to begin with, you know?
What's in here? What
are you supposed to
do? Peter Parker's going to come beat me up? Get out of here, man. Get out of here, man. I'm running over that tarantula.
Spider. NBA Bad Boys. Oh, yeah. The Bad Boys are back. Not like you're thinking. We're not talking about Detroit Pistons of the 80s. We're talking about NBA Bad Boys. Do we have any Bad Boys on the Heat? Vlad and I will discuss that next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Guess who's back?
Still. Still doing that, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
One of the greatest beats of all time right here. Still Dre. Dr. Dre.
Written by Jay-Z.
Is this the Chronic 2001?
Yes, it is. These lyrics were written by one Sean Carter.
Oh, really? I like the beat, too.
And a hook by one Sean Carter.
Man. Did he piss off the Beehive when he cheated on Beyonce?
Yeah.
Okay. He lived to tell about it, didn't he?
Of course.
Let Travis Kelce cheat on Tay Sweezy and see what happens to him.
Nothing. He'll still catch touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He can always come
and home. Nobody says Beyonce and Jay-Z is a fake relationship.
I mean, you got 14 years, three kids.
I'll say this. Beyonce, hi. Jay-Z.
What do you mean?
Physically.
Travis Kelce
and Taylor Swift, pretty even right there.
I ain't know you looking at a man, but okay, that's cool.
I can judge men, man. I'm comfortable I'm in my sexuality,
all right.
My manhood. I can tell whether you're good looking or not, or at least I think I can tell. I don't know.
Hey, yo.
There you go. I do want to talk about these NBA bad boys. Let's talk about guys. No, I'm joking. The bad boys. I was watching some games last night, and there are some bad men in the NBA. And I'm going to start with one that's very close to home, one Damian Lillard. Now, maybe things have not clicked exactly like a lot of people thought they would in Milwaukee. But last night, and Vlad, I know you were probably watching the game because it was the New York Knicks. It was the Milwaukee Bucks. Game was very close. Jalen Brunson's a bad man. He made some big shots. But when the Bucks needed a basket, you knew who was going to get the ball, and you knew who was going to score. Damian Lillard, bad man, hits threes, hits and ones, and the Bucks go on to win. Damian Lillard's a bad man. And not only could the Heat have used his 25, 30 points a game, but that clutch gene that he has. Because when it gets down to crunch time, you know it is Dame time, and he oftentimes will deliver in games. Like last night, did you see like him hitting threes and layups and everything at the end of the game when they needed baskets?
Yeah, I saw it.
Absolute bad man. You got to admit that, correct?
Of course.
Of course. Another bad man, Nikola Jokic. And I know Heat Nation doesn't love him either for the stuff with Markieff Morris and him beating us in the NBA Finals last night, but he's a bad man through the whole game. He's hitting threes at halftime. He's going triple-double. I mean, he is just stone cold. He is a bad man. I want to give credit where credit's due. Jalen Brunson. Anytime you guys for the Knicks needed a basket last night, he hit big shot after big shot after big shot. He's kind of an underappreciated bad man, but he is a bad man.
Okay, where are we going with this? Don't you have a bad man?
That's what I'm wondering now. Now of course, Zion Williamson, when he's on the court, when he's healthy,
I wasn't talking about the Pelicans.
That's what I was going to ask.
I wasn't about to ask. But
do the Heat have a bad man?
Of course they got a bad man.
Do they have bad men? Is Jimmy Butler your bad man?
Is that, yo, you're even asking that question?
Is he a bad man?
That's, come on, man. Jimmy's a bad man. We're not even asking that.
When you need it, he's there.
Did 56 against Milwaukee remind you that?
No.
Okay.
Is Bam Adebayo a bad man?
In what you're describing, no. In what you're looking for, those particular traits, I would say
just a stone cold killer.
He's a stone cold killer, but he's a bad man. But he's a bad man on the defensive side. He's not a bad man offensively.
He does a little bit on both sides. But
he does. But when I'm talking about like if you give the ball, you know, you go to basket. You're talking about that type of thing. Because I think if I see where you're heading with this, you're asking me if Tyler Hero. You're about to ask me if Tyler Hero is a bad man.
I was really going to say Thomas Bryant, who I love,
no,
my favorite
not.
Heat player.
I know
he's been a bad
man. No,
coming off the bench.
But you're asking if
I told you that.
Because Tyler scored the most points
last night.
He scored the most points through five games, the third most points through five games to start a season behind LeBron and D-Wade. So Tyler's showing that, you know, he's put the work in. But are you asking me, is he in the same realm like a Jalen Brunson or a Dame time?
Whew.
I don't think so.
I don't think yet. I think he's getting to that point. That's my thing. He has the potential to be a bad man. And if you have he and Jimmy Butler both being bad men at the end of games, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of close games this year for the Heat. Actually, it looks like the Heat are going to pull up by 15 or 16 at one point. Then it's going to end up being a close game at the end. But that you know, that's the NBA. But if you can have Jimmy Butler, who is an established bad man, and Tyler Hero, you got two options at bad man at the end of the game.
I think Tyler's got the potential to do it. I think he can be that bad man, to be honest with you. Look at the numbers he's put up. He just needs to put it up now in the fourth quarter when the game is on the line. But I'll say this. I think Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero can be a 1-2 bad man. I think Bam Adebayo, he's just a bad man throughout the game. He's not one of those guys at the end of the game that you're just going to say, feed him the ball.
If he's got, if he's on, he's on. Like Jimmy will... Jimmy's that type of a player that he doesn't need the ball all the time. So if a guy's going on, if a guy's hot, he's going to give the ball. He's going to get that ball to that guy. So if Tyler's scoring and he's carrying the offensive load, that's great. That's why there was so much that's why everybody wanted Dame to come so much, because of the fact that Jimmy wouldn't have to redo everything offensively and also on the defensive end when he's got to guard the best wing player on the opposing team. If Tyler can stay healthy, that's always a big concern.
With everybody.
I think he can be that guy, but is it still going to be enough to get you where you want to get to? I don't know yet.
And that's why I like this in-season tournament last night. It's kind of like a reboot for a Heat team that needed a reboot after losing those four games in a row. Now, granted, I'm not going to say the road trip was the worst thing in the world. It's hard to beat a team on the road in the NBA, much less good teams on the road in the NBA. So you kind of got caught up early in the season. I figured you'd win all three next home games and kind of negate those three losses on the road. You ended up losing the Nets. You beat the Wizards. But the restart kind of the in-season tournament's kind of a fresh start. You kind of turn things around.
Yeah, but it doesn't really, though, Dan. You're still playing the regular season games. It's just that game. All right, that game has two meanings. It's a win in the regular season, and it's a win in the in-season tournament. Okay, whatever. When's the second in-season tournament game? It's not like it's a continuous thing where it's like the tournament. It's all right, you play this game, fine, it counts. All right, in another week or so, you're going to play another team that's in your group. You just can't get excited for one game against, oh, I'm excited for the Wizards game and the Laker game is coming. You're like, it's just a regular game.
No, but it's added something.
It's LeBron, it's AD, it's the Lakers.
That's something.
Okay, right. So that game's going to matter because of the competition, not because there's an added incentive to it. So I don't think the Wizards, playing the Wizards in the first game of the in-season tournament was what the Heat needed. The Heat needed to win because they lost four in a row. It wasn't like there was an extra incentive. They needed to win because you don't want, as an NBA finalist, you don't want to start the season 1-5 and then people start looking at like, yo, you're giving up big leads in games. What's going on with the Heat? Why are they giving up big leads? You don't want to set a narrative to continue. Because that's what people are setting right now. But I don't think it was the in-season tournament. They just needed to win because they needed to win.
It's a team that needs more positives, and the more positives, the better. Number one, you do get a regular season win. You get a win in the whatever in-season tournament. You get the 3 points. You're back now. You've won a game at home. You're 2-4. You're starting to build towards something. It's just a lot of positivity. And, you know, it's a lot of more things that in your head you can say, okay, we're getting things going. We're doing good. Tyler Hero almost has a triple-double. And a lot of people scored in double digits last night. It was a lot of positivity. And I don't know. I feel as though it was a little bit of a reboot and a lot more positive for the Heat going forward. Now you play a Lakers team who on paper got much better in the offseason, I thought. Are they going to be good this year? I do think the Lakers are going to be a really good team this year. I think that Monday night is going to be a tough battle for a team that, number one, wants to prove that they can continue to win, while the Heat, not that they need to win, but it wouldn't hurt to win at all. Like, another loss would be very tough, especially a home loss and only going 1-2 on this homestand. Then you go out to Memphis. We know Memphis is a hot mess. Ja Morant's not playing. He's got his own issues. But, yeah, trying to get some positivity. Speaking of bad men, there is another bad man on the Miami Heat, but I don't mean it in the way that I was talking about the other guys. Talking about a guy who's making $30 million a year and not giving you a ton of production, Kyle Lowry.
Duh.
I mean, the return on investment there, not so great. Now, I know he kind of helps run the offense and do all that stuff, but he has not been very productive this season at all. At all.
Listen, this 6 games into the season, I could say, you know, give it some time, but I think, what's this, his third season with the Heat right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting his third season with Heat. It's been a lot of up and downs in the first 2 years. So, yeah, if he doesn't get it's kind of hard because that's what Jimmy's boy, and also Lowry's such a great. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's an NBA Hall of Famer.
He is. He is a Hall of Famer.
Basketball Hall of Famer. He's going to be a basketball Hall of Famer. So, yeah. But who's out there?
Yeah, who you got?
Who you going to get?
Nobody.
And nobody looks like they're willing to make moves with you. So you're going to have to get a third team.
That's one of those things. But Kyle Lowry, need a little more production from you guys, man. Man. Yeah. Well, nonetheless, I do say, I told you Thomas Bryant, he was going to be a little a spark plug. He's been pretty good. He's been scoring.
Yeah. Now, how's he on the other end?
He's been all right.
No, he's not all right. They haven't played. No. He's a liability defensively.
But cover that up with his own defense.
We'll see. I just don't. I think Spo is just upset with every. I guess the attitude of the team, maybe, or just maybe not the attitude, but just the way they. Maybe no sense of urgency early in the season.
Yeah, Jimmy has kind of sound checked out a little bit in the post game interviews.
Really?
But then again, he always kind of does. But yeah.
No, I mean, every interview is always guaranteeing, you know, they're going to win and stuff like that. But even he, after the loss to Brooklyn, started to say that, yeah, we got to get our act together. This was, yesterday's win was very much needed. I don't think they like the way they're playing that towards the end of the games because they're giving up big leads. So
they gave them a 25-point lead for a while last night.
That's right. So you're starting to see, like, it's not like they're not playing well. They're playing great. They're getting big double-digit leads, They're allowing them to come back. So it seems to me their sense.
Let's look at the bright side. There's been big leads in there. That's a positive in a way, showing that you can whoop up on teams. The negative is that you've given up big leads. That's not good.
Right.
Jimmy Butler didn't play in the preseason. Maybe he's getting his footing. It's early in the year. Caleb Martin's been hurt. He hasn't been good. Caleb didn't play last night. Coach's decision, saying that it just wasn't a good matchup. They were resting him. They wanted to get Haywood Highsmith going. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't think it's a thing.
No, but it's true, because if you're going to put K Love at the four, and you got Kyle Kuzma, you got Gifford, you got all these athletic, you have athletic bigs. That's not a good matchup for K Love.
Thomas Bryant, though, has been good. He's been great off the bench. Got to love that. Bam's been pretty good for the most part. Tyler playing great, out of this world. So there's a lot of positives to glean from this team, despite their record being a little worse than we thought it would be at this point. Nonetheless, you got those two bad men. You definitely have one bad man, maybe a second bad man. I'm not talking about Batman. I'm talking about Tyler Hero.
If Tyler becomes that bad man, I don't think you hear any talk about him being traded or needing to bring somebody else.
I don't think you trade him anymore.
I mean,
I think it's done. We've tried. When you got that girl, you just can't get rid of her. You try and try and try to get rid of her, and you finally can't, and you finally just say, you know what? Let's ride. It's time to just ride with Tyler Hero. He wants to be here. Obviously can't get rid of him. He's playing really great. Let's go. Tyler Hero, that's our dude right there. We're riding with him. See what happens. The Lakers, though, should be a very interesting game. Lakers are very talented. Very talented team coming in Monday night. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Rui Hachimura.
So the Lakers are in Orlando tonight. That's a one-hour flight from Orlando to Miami.
They will be in South Beach. You will see them tonight at Club Live.
And they're in South Beach on a weekend, and we know LeBron loves South Beach. It's going to be very interesting. You're definitely going to see some Lakers in South Florida this weekend, starting tonight.
So they go out tonight? Yeah, but if they go out tonight, you got all Sunday and Monday to
Sunday,
recover.
No, but you got Sunday Live, baby.
But they get up and watch the Dolphins, and they get up and watch
Kansas City,
and then they're
going to go out.
Then they're done.
Then they're going to go out Sunday night.
Nah, man, these guys, one night.
You wildin'. They're going to go out Sunday night. They're going out Sunday night.
Not wildin'.
They're going out tonight. They're going out tonight
and
tomorrow night.
Tonight
and tomorrow night.
For sure.
And tomorrow night.
All right, we'll keep a tracker on these guys, see what happens.
Come on, man. I know. I've been outside.
Well, I mean, you act like these guys can't party in every city all the time. Like, they never come to Miami. They come once a season.
Come once a season.
Yeah, but they got the off-season and everything.
And yeah, but they during the season when you need to unwind, and you're here in Miami in November, it's not like
it's an early season game.
Yeah, they're outside. They're outside, okay?
You're so sure. I like your confidence in the fact that these guys are going to be out for sure.
Didn't I tell you
what?
I told you Washington was going to be outside. I told you the Wizards were going to be outside.
I mean, Washington Wizards, they're probably encouraged to lose, man.
Like, they were out. Listen, man, I follow teams, man. I've covered the sport. I know how these guys act. I know how they line up. When they look at the schedule, they look at road trips, they see how it lines up. If you get an Atlanta, Miami, they love it. They love that. That means they can be outside. They can enjoy the city, enjoy the beauty of the city, and all the...
You're telling me 39-year-old LeBron James that keeps his body like a temple is going to be out two nights in a row in South Beach.
Yeah, he's going to step out.
That's a large call right there.
You can step, you can step out.
Keep it a buck. Keep it a buck. That's what we're going to do next here on 560 WQAM. Getting explosive with a little keep it a buck. You and I are going to keep it a buck, keep it real, tell you what's happening. How's it going down? Get things started. 8 o'clock tonight. Miami Hurricanes, NC State, Wolfpack, Raleigh, North Carolina. Buckle up. This game is going to be close. Once again, Cardiac Kids, Hurricanes, keeping it a buck. Going to find a way to keep it close, but also going to find a way to win. Mark it down. I got the Canes winning tonight by the slimmest of margins, as has been the case for the past 2 weeks. It's keeping it a buck. I believe in this Hurricanes team barely winning. Not winning big, barely winning. But you got
keep it a buck. I think Tyler Van Dyke gets bounces back and has a really good game today.
He's got to.
He's got well. Yeah.
Last game. Whew. I'll keep it a buck. Not pretty.
No, it wasn't.
Yep, he's got to bounce back, or else you're going to see some Emery Williams.
Keep it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like these new court designs and the uniforms with the in-season tournament.
I don't care.
I don't like it.
Worried about the play, less about the uniforms.
Well, then just put on the regular Heat uniform.
I like it. It's something special and interesting.
Stop. If you're going to do the city editions, let them rock the old city editions or some new ones. I'm sick of that. Heat culture. That looked like a warm-up jersey.
Yeah, well, they couldn't put culture on the jersey. They had to put Heat culture. That's why. They wanted to just do what everyone wanted, which was just culture, but they couldn't.
Just put Heat.
Well, you got to have something special so you can make some more money off these uniforms.
Oh, my God.
I was going to buy one that had just culture written across the chest, but now that's got Heat culture, it kind of looks like I bought it at Walmart, so I'm staying away from that. But we'll get that Pelicans Crescent City edition that they got. That looks fresh, man. The red one. Whew. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That Heat culture jersey last night looks a little Walmart-ish.
Like the colors. Yeah. Thank you. Like the colors. But
The colors are great.
Colors are dope.
Heat thing, but they could.
Right.
But
like I said, get some J's with it. Already had that. But
they were handcuffed on that one, though. I will give the Heat a little bit of credit where credit is due.
I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming the NBA. I don't like some of the moves that Adam Silver is doing.
Those courts are fun, man.
Man.
It looks like the old ABA days. Get the old red, white, and blue basketball out. Get the old weird courts going.
It just looked like Dutch paint. Just release. Just all paint all over the place.
It's fun, just, man.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. Fix it.
Okay. Well, you're going to get a new Heat culture court on Monday when the Lakers come to town. So that was the in-season tournament court that you saw last night against the Wizards. You're going to get the Heat culture city edition court Monday. Not to be confused with the regular Heat court. There's going to be three courts.
Are they going to wear the same uniforms again?
They got to. If you're going to break out the Heat culture court, you should wear the Heat culture jerseys.
Okay.
All right. I'm saying. Keep it a buck. You know, to me, keep it a buck. Uniforms are uniforms. Courts are courts. Fields are fields. It's all about how you play. That's the fun part.
Are we going to have, keep it a buck, you think we're going to have two packed arenas on Monday? You think the Bank Center and the...
Amerant Bank and Kaseya Center?
Yeah.
I definitely will tell you that Kaseya Center will be packed. Amerant?
How packed? What time will it be packed?
Oh, 8:12? No.
8:12? 8:15?
Miami packed.
What I'm saying. Because the game is at 7, I believe, or 7:30?
7:30.
Yeah. So it's going to be packed by 8:15, 8:30.
8 o'clock. It's the Lakers. They want to see LeBron James.
It is a nasty day. Like, it's the first day of a work week. It's nasty to have that game.
You want to see LeBron, so 8. Give it 8 o'clock.
What's the excuse you get out of work early on a Monday?
The excuse?
Yeah.
On a Monday?
If you had tickets, but you know that you want to be there, you want to see the tip-off and everything like that.
Man, these stupid schools and their PTA meetings, got my kids doing all this stuff. I got to go pick them up early, get them home, go back to the school, go to this meeting. Their teacher's having some issues. So, yeah, I'm just going to cut out early today. Still don't mean I'm going to be on time for the game. Goodness gracious, get there early. Okay, you know what? I don't even ask people to get there early because you and I are kings of showing up 5 minutes before or during the national anthem. But get there on time.
On time is all I ask for.
And the thing is, you and I, we don't have excuses. We have work. Like, we get off work and
we're
race
coming
over to
far. We're coming from far.
We're not being like, yo, Lynn, let me off at 2 so I can go to a 6 o'clock game. No, it's like you're getting off at 4:45 and you got to get there. Like,
by like 5:20.
Yeah, like, okay. So, you know, it boggles the mind sometimes, but to each their own, man. To each their own. Keep it a buck. I'm going to tell you, I told you it kind of earlier, I don't know about LSU-Alabama tonight, man. I got a feeling that Alabama might be out for revenge. I might get the old Tigers, but that's keeping it a buck. Also, keep it a buck, Pelicans, man, without Zion, beating Detroit, I got you.
What's the beef going on, man? Keep it a buck. What's the beef between Brandon Ingram and Zion? It seems to me like they never play on the court at the same time.
Man, look, we just
one is always hurt, and then one shines, and then when the other one comes back, the other one gets hurt.
It's just one of those things, man. I'll tell you, though, the Pelicans are a fun team to watch. By the way, they're 4-1, by the way, on the season. They're going to be, keep it a buck, they're going to be a competitor if Zion stays healthy. They were last year in the West. I'm talking about top four team. That's keeping it a buck. And like I said, fun team to watch. Very fun to watch. I was at Duffy's Implantation the other night, kind of keeping an eye on the game.
I'm not.
People were watching, man. People were like, well, that's fun.
I'm not. I have no opinion on this team as of yet. We're 5 games into a season.
I'd rather be 4-1.
Yeah, you'd rather be 4-1.
Although that one loss was by 28 to the Golden State Warriors.
Be 4-1.
Keep it a buck. Chris Paul is a good match, good mix with the State Warriors.
We'll see.
He's a good match anywhere, man. A legendary point guard. 19 years in the game.
See, like I told you from before. This is why it's going to be interesting to see the Heat season, because look at it. Now everybody's starting to. We're starting to press the panic button with the 1-4 start.
I mean, that loss to the Nets was a little disarming. It was a little alarming, I should say. I really thought we were going to win all 3 games on the home, side, and we're going to negate those three game losing streak on the road to good teams like Milwaukee.
Now, do you feel the East is better than it was? That's why you don't want to lose so many games and have to fight back.
Let's break it down. Like Philadelphia is definitely not better.
Philadelphia. Oh, or are they now?
No.
Well, we say talent-wise, they might not be better, but the fact that you might get cancer out of the locker room, it might make you better. Milwaukee's struggling. As much as everybody's talking about Miami struggling, Milwaukee's struggle as well. Toronto went in there and whooped that ass.
Yeah, but like I said, like last night against the Knicks, you just feel as though Giannis and Dame are going to find ways to score at the end.
So why can't we give that same benefit of the doubt to the Heat?
I am giving the benefit of the doubt to the Heat.
Talking to you per se. I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about everybody else, because everybody's starting to press the panic button at 1-4.
Because we don't have the
2-4.
The exact star power that the Milwaukee Bucks have.
But you didn't have the same star power last season.
Right, and you had a very ho-hum regular season.
But what happened to postseason?
They're not talking about that. We're too early.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't. It can't be both ways, ladies and gentlemen. Either you're going to panic, or you're going to be like, look, this is a team that's gone to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 of the last 4 years. Gone to the NBA Finals 2 of the last 3 years. So, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be one way. Can have it both ways.
I'm believing. Losing to the Nets wasn't good, though, the other night. Losing that 15-point lead, 16-point lead, whew, man, that's tough.
That's a concern.
That's a concern that you've had big leads. Like I said, it's a good thing that you're getting big leads, showing that you can run away from teams, but also that the teams can run right back to you. So, we'll have to wait and see, though. Thomas Bryant, though, he's been great off the bench. Just letting you know that. Up next, keep you up to date on everything that's happening. Get you ready, because 4 o'clock is the Heat pregame. The Heat pregame. No, that's going to be the longest pregame of all time. Instead, we're going to have another long pregame for the Miami Hurricanes. That starts at 4 o'clock. We're going to be with you till then here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Every Miami Hurricanes game can be heard here.
I'm Joe Zagacki, inviting you to join Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow, and me tonight as the 6-2 Miami Hurricanes meet the 5-3 North Carolina State Wolfpack. Kickoff from Carter-Finley Stadium is at 8 p.m. with our pregame coverage beginning at 4 p.m. It's the Canes and the Wolfpack of North Carolina State today on the home of every Miami Hurricanes football game, AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Inter Miami CF fans, do you want to meet some of your favorite players? Coke Florida and Inter Miami CF are planning on giving you that chance.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Getting explosive with a little keep it a buck. You and I are going to keep it a buck, keep it real, tell you what's happening. How's it going down? Get things started. 8 o'clock tonight. Miami Hurricanes, NC State, Wolfpack, Raleigh, North Carolina. Buckle up. This game is going to be close. Once again, Cardiac Kids, Hurricanes, keeping it a buck. Going to find a way to keep it close, but also going to find a way to win. Mark it down. I got the Canes winning tonight by the slimmest of margins, as has been the case for the past 2 weeks. It's keeping it a buck. I believe in this Hurricanes team barely winning. Not winning big, barely winning. But you got
keep it a buck. I think Tyler Van Dyke gets bounces back and has a really good game today.
He's got to.
He's got well. Yeah.
Last game. Whew. I'll keep it a buck. Not pretty.
No, it wasn't.
Yep, he's got to bounce back, or else you're going to see some Emery Williams.
Keep it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like these new court designs and the uniforms with the in-season tournament.
I don't care.
I don't like it.
I'm worried about the play, less about the uniform.
Well, then just put on the regular Heat uniform.
I like it. It's something special and interesting.
Stop. If you're going to do the city editions, let them rock the old city editions or some new ones. I'm sick of that. Heat culture. That looked like a warm-up jersey.
Yeah, well, they couldn't put culture on the jersey. They had to put Heat culture. That's why. They wanted to just do what everyone wanted, which was just culture, but they couldn't.
Just put Heat.
Well, you got to have something special so you can make some more money off these uniforms.
Oh, my God.
I was going to buy one that had just culture written across the chest, but now that's got Heat culture, it kind of looks like I bought it at Walmart, so I'm staying away from that. But we'll get that Pelicans Crescent City edition that they got. That looks fresh, man. The red one. Whew. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That Heat culture jersey last night looks a little Walmart-ish.
Like the colors. Yeah. Thank you. Like the colors. But
oh, the colors are great.
Colors are dope.
Like the stupid Heat thing. But like I said,
get some J's with it. I already had that. But
they were handcuffed on that one, though. I will give the Heat a little bit of credit where credit is due.
I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming the NBA. I'm just saying, I don't like some of the moves that Adam Silver is doing.
Those courts are fun, man.
Man.
It looks like the old ABA days. Get the old red, white, and blue basketball out. Get the old weird courts going.
It just looked like Dutch paint just release. Just all paint all over the place.
It's fun, just, man.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. Fix it.
Okay. Well, you're going to get a new Heat culture court on Monday when the Lakers come to town. So that was the in-season tournament court that you saw last night against the Wizards. You're going to get the Heat culture city edition court Monday. Not to be confused with the regular Heat court. There's going to be three courts.
Are they going to wear the same uniforms again?
They got to. If you're going to break out the Heat culture court, you should wear the Heat culture jerseys.
Okay.
All right. Keep it a buck. You know, to me, keep it a buck. Uniforms are uniforms. Courts are courts. Fields are fields. It's all about how you play. That's the fun part.
Are we going to have, keep it a buck, you think we're going to have two packed arenas on Monday? You think the bank center and the
Amerant Bank and Kaseya Center.
Yeah.
I definitely will tell you that Kaseya Center will be packed. Amerant.
How packed? What time will it be packed?
Oh, 8:12? No.
8:12? 8:15?
Miami packed.
That's what I'm saying. Because the game is at 7, I believe, or 7:30?
7:30.
Yeah. So it's going to be packed by 8:15, 8:30.
8 o'clock. It's the Lakers. They want to see LeBron James.
It is a nasty day. Like, it's the first day of a work week. It's nasty to have that game.
You want to see LeBron, so 8. Give it 8 o'clock.
What's the excuse you get out of work early on a Monday?
The excuse on a Monday?
If you had tickets, but you know that you want to be there, you want to see the tip-off and everything like that.
Man, these stupid schools and their PTA meetings, got my kids doing all this stuff. I got to go pick them up early, get them home, go back to the school, go to this meeting. Their teacher's having some issues. So, yeah, I'm just going to cut out early today. Still don't mean I'm going to be on time for the game. Goodness gracious, get there early. Okay, you know what? I don't even ask people to get there early because you and I are kings of showing up 5 minutes before or during the national anthem. But get there on time.
On time is all I ask for.
And the thing is, you and I, we don't have excuses. We have work. Like, we get off work and
race over to the river. Well, we're coming from far.
We're not being like, yo, Lynn, let me off at 2 so I can go to a 6 o'clock game. No, it's like you're getting off at 4:45 and you got to get there.
Like, by like 5:20.
Yeah, like, okay. So, you know, it boggles the mind sometimes, but to each their own, man. To each their own. Keep it a buck. I'm going to tell you, I told you it kind of earlier, I don't know about LSU-Alabama tonight, man. I got a feeling that Alabama might be out for revenge. Might get the old Tigers, but that's keeping it a buck. Also, keeping it a buck, Pelicans, man, without Zion, beating Detroit, I got you.
What's the beef going on, man? Keep it a buck. What's the beef between Brandon Ingram and Zion? It seems to me like they never play on the court at the same time.
Man, look, we just
one is always hurt, and then one shines, and then when the other one comes back, the other one gets hurt.
It's just one of those things, man. I'll tell you, though, the Pelicans are a fun team to watch. By the way, they're 4-1, by the way, on the season. They're going to be, keep it a buck, they're going to be a competitor, if Zion stays healthy, they were last year, in the West. I'm talking about top four team. That's keeping it a buck. And like I said, fun team to watch. Very fun to watch. I was at Duffy's Implantation the other night, kind of keeping an eye on the game.
I'm not.
People were watching, man. People were like, well, that's fun.
I'm not. I have no opinion on this team as of yet. We're 5 games into a season.
I'd rather be 4-1.
Yeah, you'd rather be 4-1.
Although that one loss was by 28 to the Golden State Warriors. Keep it a buck. Chris Paul is a good match, good mix with the Golden State Warriors.
We'll see.
He's a good match anywhere, man. Legendary point guard. 19 years in the game.
See, like I told you. Like I told you from before, this is why it's going to be interesting to see the Heat season, because look at it. Now everybody's starting to. We're starting to get starting to press the panic button with the 1-4 start.
I mean, that loss to the Nets was a little disarming. It was a little alarming, I should say. I really thought we were going to win all 3 games on the home, side, and we're going to negate that three game losing streak on the road to good teams like Milwaukee.
Now, do you feel the East is better than it was? That's why you don't want to lose so many games and have to fight back.
Let's break it down. Philadelphia is definitely not better.
Philadelphia. Oh, are they now?
No.
Well, we say talent wise, they might not be better, but the fact that you might get cancer out of the locker room, it might make you better. Milwaukee's struggling. As much as everybody's talking about Miami struggling, Milwaukee's struggle as well. Toronto went in there and whooped that ass.
Yeah, but like I said, like last night against the Knicks, you just feel as though Giannis and Dame are going to find ways to score at the end.
So why can't we give that same benefit of the doubt to the Heat?
I am giving the benefit of the doubt to the Heat.
Talking to you per se. I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about everybody else, because everybody's starting to press the panic button at 1-4.
Because we don't have the
2-4.
The exact star power that the Milwaukee Bucks have.
But you didn't have the same star power last season.
Right, and you had a very ho-hum regular season.
But what happened in the postseason?
They're not talking about that. We're too early.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't. It can't be both ways, ladies and gentlemen. Either you're going to panic, or you're going to be like, look, this is a team that's gone to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 of the last 4 years. Gone to the NBA Finals 2 of the last 3 years. So, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be one way. Can have it both ways.
I'm believing. Losing to the Nets wasn't good, though, the other night. Losing that 15-point lead, 16-point lead, whew, man, that's tough.
That's a concern.
That's a concern that you've had big leads. Like I said, it's a good thing that you're getting big leads, showing that you can run away from teams, but also that the teams can run right back to you. So, we'll have to wait and see, though. Thomas Bryant, though, he's been great off the bench. Just letting you know that. Up next, keep you up to date on everything that's happening. Get you ready, because 4 o'clock is the Heat pregame. The Heat pregame. No, that's going to be the longest pregame of all time. Instead, we're going to have another long pregame for the Miami Hurricanes. That starts at 4 o'clock. We're going to be with you till then here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Every Miami Hurricanes game can be heard here.
I'm Joe Zagacki, inviting you to join Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow, and me tonight as the 6-2 Miami Hurricanes meet the 5-3 North Carolina State Wolfpack. Kickoff from Carter-Finley Stadium is at 8 p.m. with our pregame coverage beginning at 4 p.m. It's the Canes and the Wolfpack of North Carolina State today on the home of every Miami Hurricanes football game, AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Inter Miami CF fans, do you want to meet some of your favorite players? Coke Florida and Inter Miami CF are planning on giving you that chance.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.